It's 8:15, and the Cook Islands has reopened its borders to fully vaccinated New Zealanders, but with less fanfare and more trepidation than last year. The quarantine-free travel bubble lasted just 3 months in 2021 before authorities pulled the pin. Since then, the island nation has vaccinated close to 100% of its eligible population, paving the way for today's do-over. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
Such were the celebrations in May. The festive false start soon ended by Auckland's Delta outbreak. Some 8 months on, the Cook Islands bubble reopens, but without quite the same enthusiasm.
The little opening that we got last year for about 12 weeks, it was a stampede. You know, as soon as the market opened, it just boom. There's no stampede this time. This has been very muted, very measured, very slow.
Tata Crocombe owns the Rarotongan Beach Resort. He says the excitement at reopening is this time mixed with fear and trepidation. It's coloured by the uncertainty surrounding Omicron and growing traveller fatigue. The initial demand, he says, has been modest, not as much as he'd hoped or expected.
If you listen to our colleagues in Queenstown, they're not even getting the Aucklanders to move to Queenstown in the numbers that they would have expected. So the market is definitely split.
Round two, or is it round three? I've lost track of where we're at.
Liana Scott is the general manager of the Moori Beach Club Hotel. She says resorts are nervous about the low occupancy levels they're opening to, with most at just 30 or 40% capacity for the next few months.
There's apprehension, there's worry, a little bit of fear. Everyone expected the last time we were open just to have a short pause, but this has been a lot longer than a pause. It's going on to 6 months.
And that's brought with it consequences. Expired stock must be replaced, failed equipment repaired, and adjustments made given the major staff shortage, with workers having left the country in droves.
We haven't had COVID here. They say it's only a matter of time, so perhaps a slower start does allow us to adapt to some of the new procedures that have come on board that we haven't really had to use.
Air New Zealand is running just one flight in and out of Rarotonga every day. A spokesperson says tickets are in high demand, but there are still seats available from late January onwards. Graham West from the Cook Islands Tourism Corporation says travel is typically quiet at this time of year, but is sure to pick up as New Zealand's winter approaches.
From April on, we're seeing really very good bookings from April. As we know, that's our busiest period out of New Zealand in a normal year, and I think it's going to be even more demand this time.
Both Tata Crocombe and Liana Scott acknowledge future bookings are strong, but caution they're not locked in and could yet be cancelled. House of Travel's Chief Operating Officer Brent Thomas says it will take a long time for international travel to return to pre-COVID levels, but the Cook Islands is well placed to bounce back.
It is the only destination at this stage until the government makes decisions around the borders for other countries, and given that people are keen to travel, they're keen to get away, so they will choose the Cook Islands.
All visitors must be double vaccinated, which means for now no one under 12 is allowed. Travellers must also test negative for COVID-19 no more than 48 hours before departure.